From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Justice Department says the Detroit Police Department has so many problems that it needs a federal monitor to watch over the force. Police departments in several other cities are under similar supervision mandates, but federal officials say the problems in Detroit are more entrenched than in almost any other police force they've investigated. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
At the Detroit Police Department's busy 13th Precinct near the city's downtown, a five-year veteran of the force breathes a heavy sigh after hearing the news that the federal government will now be watching over police operations. The officer, who won't give his name, says at the very least, maybe the city will be forced to buy the department new equipment.
We can't service the community how we should. Our cars are breaking down. The only options for lethal force, because I know it's an issue, is our gun and mace. We don't have anything intermediate, no batons, no taser, nothing. So you have the mace, which if the wind's blowing the wrong way, you can't use it, so then you have your gun.
Concerns over the unusually large number of fatal shootings by Detroit police officers led the Justice Department to launch a 2.5-year investigation into the force. The result, announced today, is 2 consent decrees, which combined require Detroit police to change their training methods and manner of dealing with suspects and prisoners. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Ralph Boyd says the federal government will also appoint a monitor from the same consulting firm that now watches over the Los Angeles Police Department to ensure that officials in Detroit follow the consent decree.
We are concerned about patterns in practices. Obviously, the issues that we identified as problems, use of force issues, use of force reporting, arrest and detention issues, conditions in holding cells, are broad and serious, and the consent decrees reflect that.
Other cities, including Los Angeles and Cincinnati, are also being required to follow similar federal guidelines. But federal officials say they have rarely seen problems as embedded in a workplace as they are with the police department here in Detroit. So much so, in fact, that Detroit Police Chief Jerry Oliver says he began making systemic changes long before the federal government mandated them.
This past March, working with our Board of Police Commissioners, we began distributing completely revised departmental policy manuals, the first in almost 3 decades within the department.
The city is required to pay for those federally mandated changes out of its own dwindling budget. But Detroit City Council member Sheila Cockerell says the city has already paid out almost $140 million in the past few years just to settle lawsuits over police misconduct.
After 40 years of dealing with this problem, we've reached a point where the violations of constitutional rights are so embedded and ingrained in this department's operation that something dramatic and drastic has to be done.
Cockerell notes one other factor, that the state attorney general is currently investigating a separate case involving allegations of a possible police cover-up of criminal wrongdoing by Detroit's mayor and his security staff. Cockerell says she and others believe that without the federal government forcing and monitoring change, the Detroit Police Department would be far less likely to reform itself. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.